God will rule with righteousness. And the psalmist sees this as good news, and it really is. The sick, the wounded, the afflicted, the poor, the marginalized, the oppressed, creation itself is called to praise God and get the good news, and gets the good news that when God comes in glory with all of his fullness at the end of history, God will set this broken, sinful, messed up world right. A new heaven and a new earth. You can see Psalm 98 woven throughout this hymn of joy to the world. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. You hear the creation singing, the call to creation to sing and praise? Joy to the world, the second verse says. The Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods and rocks and hills and plains repeat the sounding joy. Verse 3, no more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make the blessings flow far as the curse is found. And then the last verse says, he rules the world with what? Truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and the wonders of his love. So if this hymn is about celebrating God's coming in righteousness and judgment, why in the world do we only sing it at Christmas time? Think about it. We only sing it at Christmas time, don't we? I think the answer is the first verse. Look at the first verse. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Right away, what do you think of? Baby Jesus in the manger, right? The king, the baby king. That's right. I think that's why joy to the world has been kept captive to Christmas, because that's the image that the culture and even the church has given us in this verse. But the future, God's future, is also in play here, because the lyrics in the remainder of this hymn point to the fact that God has a bigger vision, an ultimate vision of creation. What Jesus came to do in his first coming as a child, as a babe in Bethlehem, that is to become a human being and to live a human life, dying for our sins and coming back to life in resurrection, all of this is really the beginning of God's ultimate plan that has yet to be fulfilled. Christ's first coming was just the first act. You see, we're living in between the beginning and the end of God's ultimate plan. We receive the blessings of it for sure in the present, but we don't receive it all. Not yet. Yes, Christ has come. Christ is with us, but Christ will come again. This isn't just good news in the past. It's good news now, because we are living in what I like to refer to as the age of grace. We are living in an age of grace. That is, God's arms are still wide open. The invitation is still extended. The door of the ark is still open for all to come in and be saved. This is good news in the future, too, because God's promise is that it will only get better for those who know him. Joy to the world is a reminder of that. It's a reminder that we're still waiting for that great day of the Lord when he returns and rules in perfect peace and justice and makes all things new. I said all things new. And so at Christmas, we don't just look back in history to an event that happened over 2,000 years ago of God's amazing act of love in Jesus Christ. We don't just remember that that happened long ago. At Christmas time, we look forward. We also look forward to the consummation of what God is doing in Jesus Christ, our Savior and our King, who will come and rule forever and ever and ever. We recognize that there really is a very special gift under that tree. We don't just talk about a gift that was given 2,000 plus years ago. There is a gift that we can receive right now. And there is still another gift that is yet to come. Eternal life. The second coming of Jesus, whenever that may be. Singing joy to the world reminds us to, quote, let every heart prepare him room. That is, to make room for him now. Room for the King to work in us and through us. The same love that sent Jesus to the earth to die for our sins. That same love that's going to restore the earth to total fairness and equity and will fix the broken world. That same love is given to us today as a free gift. But that gift must be received. When you give Christmas gifts, you just don't keep it in your house, do you? It's for someone else. It's a gift to be given, and that gift has to be received. And so the question today is, have you accepted that free gift of God's grace, love, forgiveness in your heart today? Have you received that? Have you allowed Christ to come into your heart? Have you made room in your heart, as the hymn says? Make room for him. Have you allowed Christ to come in and abide with you in a personal relationship? Have you ever received that gift? What better time than Christmas to receive that precious, precious gift? Remember, we are living in an age of grace where we can actually receive that gift to heal our brokenness. Isaac Watts puts it this way: no more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. Far as the curse. I've always wondered what that meant. Far as the curse is found. I believe that curse is that thing or things, those things, deep within our hearts. Deep within our minds, deep within our lives, the dark corners of our lives that need the light of Jesus Christ shone upon them to cast out that darkness, to cast out that fear, to cast out that depression, to cast out that whatever brokenness you have. The curse is sin. And make room instead for Jesus. Prepare a room for him. So what God has done in Jesus Christ isn't just something to be remembered from long ago. God has begun something that's real now. And yes, we must not forget the past. We must look to the past. But we also look to the future so that we have hope here and now in the present. And this is good news. It's good news for people just like you and me. People who feel that curse. People who fall short, people who feel the sorrow in their lives, people who feel that pain and brokenness. Joy to the world reminds us of God's good news, not just at Christmas time, but every day of the year. The good news that Christ came once as a child, is good news that Christ came as a child at Christmas time. Christ is alive today and is here right now. Christ is present. And we're going to celebrate that presence in just a moment as we break bread together at this table. And as the hymn reminds us, let heaven and nature sing. Let us pray. Lord, we're reminded by the words of this hymn and by the words of your Holy Scriptures of just how amazing your love is. And so we bow our heads and our hearts before you this morning. But we also open our hearts to the grace that you are willing to freely give. Help us to make room for you today to enter in. Help us to give thanks for your grace that you have given us in abundance in your Son, Jesus Christ, and in whose name we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen.